Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Guardians had the performance of the year last night against the New York Yankees. That coming up in just a few minutes. 216-474-0092. That and you guys are going to eliminate a bunch of jobs. I hope you people are happy. I hope you're happy with yourselves. Peter and Eastlake first. Hello, Peter.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hi, Peter.
Ken, you're going to work yourself into a... You're already tying yourself into a knot that can't be untied. And I'm honestly worried you're going to give yourself a stroke or a heart attack if you keep freaking out like this. Your expectations for this season, although you hope the Browns do well or exceed expectations or have a winning record in some way... You shouldn't be going into this season stressing about these games at all, Ken. You're going to work yourself into such a shoot.
I think you're
gonna
work going to work. No, Peter, you're wrong. You're going to work yourself into a shoot, not me. Boom. How you like
Who
that?
Who saw that coming?
Because you know
really
what's going to happen?
I really don't think so.
Oh, yeah. You know what's going to happen? I'll go ahead and I'll take your guys' look into it. I'll go, hey, house money, no big deal. What are you going to do if they lose? And then you know what happens by week 7, Peter? You call in and you're on the verge of dropping F-bombs because you guys won't hold this team accountable. Where's your passion for this? Where does the buck stop, Ken? If you guys don't call out the Browns, then who's going to call out the Browns for this losing? I know how this goes, and you do too, Peter. So I'm going to try to hold them to a high standard. All the time.
I don't ask you to hold them to a high standard. If you remember last year in October... I don't think they're going to be good for a long time. So, like, I'm not going into these next couple seasons with any high hopes or with any high expectations. I hope they do well. I hope they prove me wrong. I hope they prove a lot of us wrong. But I really think that you're going to cause some actual damage to yourself physically and mentally if you keep going on. I actually agree with Tone. I hardly agree with Tone. Well, that's not true. I do agree with Tone on a lot of stuff, but... On this point, you're going
politics.
To hurt yourself.
Nice.
I'm telling you. You're going to work yourself into so many shoots this
but
year.
But ultimately,
it's
Peter, isn't this ultimately what you want? Isn't this ultimately what you want?
I just want them to be good and not embarrass the city.
If I don't get mad at Tone and yell, like there's times where I go, no, I'm not going to yell at you. I'm not going to get loud. I'm not going to get mad. And thank you for the call. And then I get cussed out because I don't get loud and I get mad at Tone. I'm not going to do it. But I already know how I give you what you want. You're going to want me, if I sit here and tell you that this season doesn't matter the entire summer and it's no big deal, and then they go out there and they actually lose football games that you care about, you are going to want me to scream and yell about this football team. And if I sit here every Monday, hey, you guys said it wasn't going to be a big deal. Okay. I know how this goes.
No, there's no doubt.
And I know how you'll call me out for it, too.
Well, it'll just be fire the coach, fire the GM, right? That'll just be this team needs to reboot, and you're not going to allow this organization to be able to dictate what next year will be the biggest draft in the history of the Browns. You're going to hear that over and over.
Great. I haven't heard that a million times already.
I don't believe there's any way in hell you're going to sit here on a Monday and go, eh, who cares?
No, I won't. That's not me. I can't do that. I won't do that. So to take Peter's advice is impossible. And I'll finish it up on this real quick. Because again, we got Mary Kay at 8:20, and we got some other things we got to get to, because I want to play this Jim Schwartz audio coming up here at around 8:03 here. But I'll finish this part up on this. People can't understand why I would still be leery about this front office if Shedeur Sanders were to start as a fifth rounder and ended up being the guy. I want people to go back and look at the Colts with Andrew Luck. You can luck your way into players, or you can just lose your way into a player in their case, because they lost Peyton Manning for injury and he had to go to Europe and get worked on and come back and then they were all done. And you can still be a hapless franchise. Andrew Luck had great years ahead of him. Andrew Luck had a spleen injury, for crying out loud, took a beating because they consistently ran by idiots, drafted guys who were terrible around Andrew Luck. And if you think you're sick now about some of the players that we've taken, again, why are people pissed about this entire franchise over the last 3 years? Because Baker Mayfield isn't here. It always goes back to that. Mm-hmm. Why isn't Baker Mayfield here? Because it all started in week two against the Houston Texans, if I'm not mistaken. Might have been a week later. I'm not sure. It gets hazy. But who was the player that short-armed the pass that got intercepted when Baker tried to make the tackle? It was your third-round wide receiver who was afraid to play football. So, yeah, if you have Shedeur Sanders do well when you drafted, when he fell to you, by God handing him to you in the fifth round, I'm not going to be any more confident. I will be more confident as DeJuan Jones stays healthy and plays at a high level at left tackle. I will be more confident if Quinshon Judkins gets me 1,000 yards. I don't want to put numbers on it, but it looks like a very...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Good running back. I'm going to be a hell of a lot more confident if Carson Schwechinger ends up being one of the guys that has good odds for defensive rookie of the year. That's where I'll be confident. Or I'll start to be confident again. Because we go up and down these draft lists. Okay, fine. You got lucky with Shedeur Sanders. Now you have to go get him help in the first round with two first round picks. Okay. I don't want the ghost of Jed Wills to scare anybody. 216-474-0092. Best performance of the year last night for the Cleveland Guardians.
It was awesome. It was awesome to go into Yankee Stadium and silence those hitters and make sure that Aaron Judge doesn't kill you. They've done all of that. It was check, check, check. It was great, great outing.
Luis Ortiz, I think, is coming along. I'm getting more confidence in him. I hope Pirates fans are watching him because I want to feel better about Luis Ortiz and I want them to feel somewhat worse because they're still Steelers fans over there and what the hell. I know they've had it tough enough as it is. I like what Luis Ortiz did last night. I don't know how anybody couldn't. It is a confidence-building game. And you need it in the middle in this sandwich between Carlos Rodon, who you are most of the time unhittable against, and then you're going up against Max Fried tonight, who is probably the leader in some sports books for Cy Young.
Yeah, I mean, tonight I'm guessing I'm guessing, are they big underdogs tonight? Just basically any time that this dude has pitched, the Yankees have been big favorites. And so, you know, what I'm looking at, though, bigger picture, is we did say stakes are higher. It's the Yankees. I told you I've gotten more reaction, more tweets, more texts, just because it's the Yankees and Yankee Stadium. With all that said, regardless of whether they win 2 out of 3 or lose 2 out of 3 with this rubber match, is anybody else starting to realize that if they can get anything hitting-wise the rest of the year, like, who is going to want to go up against their starting rotation, especially if Bieber comes back and is even 80% of Shane Bieber? Like, are you not starting to have a runway here for a baseball team that actually could make noise?
I mean, dare you say.
3 weeks ago, I said no. 3 weeks ago, I'm like, what's their identity? I think we're realizing what the identity was always supposed to be with this team.
And dare you say, by the way, Nolan Jones again, 1 for 3 last night.
There you go.
Dare you say that the fog starts to lift on this baseball team and then we get to the point. I don't think anything is going to change. I don't think they're going to go out and make trades that add to this baseball team. I don't think they're going to put themselves into the position. I think that they will count David Fry, and if Lane Thomas is able to come back in some modicum of time with the plantar fasciitis, and Shane Bieber, I think that they'll, and you hate hearing that, but you know it's true, they're going to add those guys as your big additions during this season and during the trade deadline. That's what they'll count it as. And I know that we got some players coming up, but if the fog can lift and you can prove yourself, not just against the Yankees, it's a big, tough stretch of games. You got Houston coming to town starting tomorrow. It's a big, tough stretch of games. If you can prove yourself against some of these, I think it matters a great deal, and it should matter a great deal to the fan base and to the franchise. The story that came out overnight, this was updated last night at around 8 o'clock. Rob Manfred says Major League Baseball is going to propose the automated ball strike challenge system for 2026. This is from Evan Drellick of the Athletic, that teams would start with 2 challenges per game that they could challenge for balls and strikes. As of right now, it says human umpires would still make the vast majority of ball strike calls. Teams would start each game with those two challenges to the umpire's opinion of the balls and strikes. I don't like the idea, and I know I'm in the very, 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 very vast minority. One, I like the human element of sports. I'm joking about the removing jobs and things like that, even though, you know, umpires, if you remove the ball strikes and them calling it, where are we actually going to stop on this stuff? I don't like taking out the human element of it. I don't think the fans are going to like taking out the human element, because now if it just comes down to a challenge, I don't get to see what are some of the fun things to see at a ballpark, which is the chance for a manager to get thrown out of a baseball game for cussing out an umpire, because balls and strikes are your last bastion for it, are they not?
Yeah, probably.
Aaron Judge chirping from the dugout, getting thrown out in the first inning.
They'll get a blown call on the base pass every once in a while.
But that, you have the challenge. So every once in a while, you have a great, 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 rare occasion. But back in the day, it was every night could be a possibility. If you had Terry Collins, if you had Bobby Cox, if you had one of these other guys, they'd go out there and they'd cuss out the umpire on a drop of a hat, and you get to have fun and have a blast doing it. Now, we're taking some of that away. And I will always say, you take away the framing, take away the human element, guys are afraid to chase. They don't need to chase anymore. They know where the strike zone is. It takes away a lot of the fun for me. I know I'm going to get killed for that opinion, but it takes away a lot of the fun.
I don't know that you'll get killed. I think people have always resisted having automated balls and strikes. I've wanted them for a long time. I don't know why we waste our time. Like, we're basically admitting that we have the technology to perfect balls and strikes, but yet we're going to have challenges to stop the game. Like, why would we even have challenges? Just go to the automated balls and strikes, and then there's no challenges, and you're speeding up the game. We have the technology. It's there. You obviously, anybody that's watched tennis the last how many years know the technology has been here for a long time. So what are we waiting for? Let's go. Let's get this thing cooking.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.